This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Rallying patriots worldwide in defense of human liberty. It's Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, I've been gone for 2 days. Took off most of the time. But boy, I tell you, wild horses couldn't drag me away. I've been researching quite a bit, and we are in the middle of incredible history right now. Let me just try to be calm here and then tell you what's coming up in this devastatingly important first hour of the broadcast that no one needs to miss. It's essential. The globalists are launching a worldwide planetary destabilization program to collapse Western nations using weaponized third world populations in countries they've already collapsed by design. This is all declassified, admitted. There's major resistance forming all over the planet and counter-striking. Globalism and its current system is in major death throes, but attempting to claw back victory from the grave. I said last week that the Democrats were going to crescendo level, calling for civil war, in their words, violence, burning down government buildings, killing the president, kidnapping his son, raping him. People are getting shot at, attacked, killed, record arrest of people trying to kill Republicans. You've heard the clips of surround the White House with a million people, overthrow Trump, full page ads, New York Times, Michael Moore. So much of it, I can't even keep track of it. I spent an hour this morning just search engineing the last week of them calling for civil war. And why is that so important? Because they're such deceivers. They came out in hundreds of publications yesterday, major publications, and said, Jones said there was going to be a civil war and shooting and death in the streets on July 4th. It didn't happen. No, in the video they showed, I simply pointed out that I see July 4th as a demarcation line with their chatter intensifying. Of when we look back in history, we'll see this as the period in the summer of 2018, the summer of rage, that launched into a potential civil war. And I see it as the demarcation line that they are announcing that they're launching it. I mean, heavens. I'm the one popularizing the last 2 years they're planning this since he was president-elect. And now it was in hundreds, USA Today, Reuters, everywhere last week, saying we are in a civil war. That's USA Today. America is headed to civil war? No, we're already in it, it says. USA Today, we are in a civil war. I say, well, I think we're in a soft civil war, but the Democrats intend to go into overdrive by August. They're saying it. They're announcing it. You know, your enemy's announcing, we will launch the civil war and surround and overthrow them. Target all Republicans. Hit them in the head. Burn their houses down. Here's where they live. I've experienced the physical attacks. I've experienced them throwing beverages on me and knocking my drinks over at restaurants and saying, we hate your family. F your family. And then two gay guys trying to start a fight with my son at the airport, flying back from Colorado a few months ago. I mean, they were pretty big guys, too. They were saying threatening things to me. I just laughed them off. But then as soon as I turned my phone off, I've got the video. They go over to get him because he'd already got his bags and was leaving. He said, you want some? You want some? A 15-year-old person. What cowards. And over the week, especially on July 4th, people were beaten up, drugged by vehicles, attacked, drinks thrown on them, their hats torn away, punched in the head, houses vandalized. Boom! July 4th, boom! It just jumped, just like I said, exactly. But then, how do they grab the fact that we're right and turn it into a defeat? They go, Jones claimed the North versus the South would line up again in all the articles and show Confederates versus Blue, saying, I said that was going to happen, as if their readers are so dumb that I'm saying it's the Civil War of the 1860s, not the new Civil War we're in, that's global against globalism. See how dumb they think you are? It's all coming up straight ahead.
Introducing CellForce by InfoWars Life. CellForce focuses on mitochondria efficiency and protection. Mitochondria produce over 95% of your energy. They are your body's cellular engines. CellForce helps promote your cellular energy production by supporting mitochondria, much like a cellular engine overhaul, because when your mitochondria don't run at 100% efficiency, then they start producing reactive oxygen species. Top scientists agree that aging is most likely caused by cellular damage, resulting from these reactive oxygen species. The antioxidants found in CellForce are some of the most powerful available on the market. The stronger the antioxidant, the better its ability to scavenge for these reactive oxygen species and other free radicals. Boost, protect, and adapt with CellForce from InfoWars Life. Head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
You are listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. From deep in the heart of FEMA Region 6, Austin, Texas, transmitting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Everyone thinks so, but I would never say it. You know what I want to do? I want to get it finished. The prize I want is victory for the world.
Since yesterday, I have had two of the InfoWars researchers culling the internet of just the last 2 weeks from mainstream news, Democratic Party statements, you name it. And I said, put together all the threats against the president, his family, against free speech, calls for his family to be kidnapped, raped, murdered, calls for Rand Paul to be kidnapped, raped, murdered, his family's intestines strewn around their house, the arrests that were made over that, Rob Reiner saying we're in a civil war, Michael Moore saying it's time to have a million people surround the Capitol and then overthrow Trump, Alan Dershowitz saying that at parties in Martha's Vineyard, people say, get out of here, I'm going to stab you through the heart. Told Tucker Carlson that last night. There's so many of these reports. Rob Dew just walked in. He said, I don't know if I can have this for you today. And I went, what do you mean? You can get me 10 clips in an hour. He goes. We hadn't done research. We didn't even know. He goes, there's so much of it that this is a whole other story in and of itself. And see, that's what they've done. They've hit us with such saturation of muggings and violence and people getting shot and beat up and stabbed and drugged by cars and hot coffee dumped on them, that there's like 50 cases a day that we know of. And generally for something to get politically reported, maybe 100 times more are happening we don't know about. So here's what's happening. Democrats are running around ramming people with cars, shooting them, beating them up, dragging with cars, dumping coffee on their heads, grabbing their MAGA hats, threatening to stab them in the chest, threatening to beat up my son at the airport, God, I didn't report that. That wasn't on the news. I mentioned it here. It's just crazy. It's absolutely crazy how crazy these people are. And I've even had things happen to my family this week that I can't get into on air yet. But let's just say this. I've had medical providers activate against us and literally start trying to get involved in my life because I'm Alex Jones. Like, your family goes to the pediatrician, your family goes to a doctor, some family goes to a psychologist, and they say, Alex is bad, you got to get him. I mean, it's so cult-like that, and they've all activated, and they're so crazy, and they really believe we're the enemy, and they're going completely insane. They believe it's their absolute right. And there's one unifying thing about these people. They are super ultra stupid. They're the dumbest of the dumb. Like the guy last week that called up a bunch of people in the state house and said, I'm coming to murder you and don't try to come get me. And of course they had his caller ID and went and arrested him. And the guy has like an 80 IQ, it turns out, but he's a Democratic Party volunteer. They really believe we're these Nazis. They really believe we're trying to hurt the country. And they're being told this by the media. They're being told this, that this is how they're good and this is how they're pure. I mean, when they're online, mainline Democratic Party individuals with millions of followers are tweeting out last week from the Great Escape with Steve McQueen, when Nazis are at a French cafe and the French resistance mows them down, and they say Sarah Huckabee Sanders is lucky this didn't happen to her. This is what we're going to start doing. And Twitter doesn't even sanction them. They say, hey, you're lucky. Next, we're going to start machine gunning you in cafes. Then some deranged guy with a 7-year beef in Maryland over a girl he reportedly stalked goes in and shoots 5 people in a newspaper. Turns out he was a liberal, by the way. And they turn that into Trump made him go do it. No, that was a 7-year lawsuit and beef. It's crazy. So like they seize on one thing, go, look, you're causing violence. Oh, look, you're bad. Meanwhile, Trump's saying we shouldn't be violent. We should be peaceful. And then they spin that as if we're the ones wanting violence. And then it gets worse. We're going to have, I told him, just go with what you've got. At the end of this hour, bring me what you've got. We'll air it later in the next hour. All these different clips and things of them calling for violence. But what's even crazier is, on the 4th of July, they had the Washington Post, the New York Times, so many publications, I couldn't even keep track of it, so I just ignored it. But it's in the hundreds. And then hundreds more yesterday saying, oh, Jones said there'd be a civil war. Didn't happen on July 4th. He's crazy. Here's the article on the Washington Post. Dr. McCam, shot, please. A short history of Alex Jones claiming that the left is about to start a civil war. And see, this is me actually being proven right, starting about a year and a half ago, saying, look, they want to overthrow the government. They want a civil emergency. They want to slowly increase the riots until they finally get a catalyst point. So that when there's a major uprising, it overwhelms the country, the borders collapse, the UN has to come in. That's what Soros and the UN are saying. That's what they're doing in Europe with the giant migrant waves. We're 10 million. Now they're saying it's going to be 20 million, then 50 million. This is all being announced. Austria, Hungary have joined forces. They're putting up emergency walls. They're already seeing numbers hitting that were worse than the migrant crisis at its peak in 2016 in Europe. You know, the giant snakes of millions of people coming in. It's on. They are seeing waves at least as big or bigger. One report out of Macedonia with people screaming Allah Akbar climbing the fence was 5 times the previous record numbers. And Soros has ships coming across doing it. So here it is, a short list, a history of Alex Jones claiming that the left is about to start a civil war. So they're all Rob Reiner says we're in a civil war. Michael Moore says rise up, surround the Capitol, throw Trump out. Full page ads, New York Times. Antifa says rise up. They're attacking people that try to have prayer vigils anywhere in the country, in any blue city. Christians can't even have demonstrations in America with these monster authoritarians. And then they spin it all over the news saying, I said the North versus the South In, that's what they put in these articles. In blue and gray uniforms are going to line up in the battle, you know, that starts in Virginia. But this is a totally new world, hundreds of years later, and I'm talking clearly about what they're doing. They spin it and they go, oh, where's the Civil War? Well, there were increased attacks all over the country that you called for. And we're going to go over. But that's how dumb they think their viewers and listeners and readers are. It's also on TV. Misdirecting the reality. When, in truth, it was USA Today and everybody last week that said we're already in a civil war. USA Today, a civil war has already begun. USA Today. America, an emerging soft civil war, a term I coined, by the way. They're just using, not giving me credit, it's fine. Washington Times. New American Civil War. RT. Congressman warns we're in a civil war. Meanwhile, it all starts. I mean, we know of hundreds of attacks the last few days, massively escalating on July 4th. And then they turn around and go, we're not attacking. Don't run. We are your friends. Just like Mars Attacks. They came in peace. CNN is not the enemy of the American people. We love the American people. And then they stab you in the gut. They'll be right back. Stay with us.
Tired of being censored by Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Patreon? Well, now you don't have to be. OneWay.com is the free speech and human-friendly social network built just for you. Stop feeding the beast. Every post you make on those evil, anti-human, anti-American perverted sites helps them destroy our families, our country, and our souls. Join OneWay today and take back your liberty. Your free speech alternative is waiting for you at OneWay.com. OneWay.com.
Stocks and options trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Fire your stockbroker and hire yourself. I'm Scott Bauer, and I've been a professional trader for over 25 years. I've traded for Goldman Sachs and was the first Amazon market maker at the Chicago Board Options Exchange. I'm also the CEO here at Prosper Trading Academy, the leading educational firm teaching people how to trade the markets. For a limited time, I'm giving away one of my favorite secret trading techniques used by thousands of our students every day to help build their financial future. To learn this technique right now, call my 24/7 voicemail and just leave your email address. I'll email you my free trading technique right away. Just call 1-800-228-2155. This is the very information my students use every day to invest in their financial future. Again, call 1-800-228-2155 in the next 30 minutes and leave your email address on my voicemail. That's 1-800-228-2155. Call 1-800-228-2155.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S. The Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber. Go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-910-5936. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-910-5936. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-910-5936. 1-800-910-5936.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Reporters believe that we are the enemy of the American people, and that is really, really an awful situation. We are not the enemy of the American people. We love the American people. We are not the enemy of the American people. We love the American people. We love the American people. We love the American people.
They came in peace.
We are not the enemy of the American people. We love the American people.
This is CNN.
I'm Alex Jones.
You are receiving this transmission. You are the resistance.
I'm Alex Jones, and this is the syndicated radio/TV global transmission, also simulcast on the internet via Infowars.com/show and many other platforms. The reason I mention that is I notice more and more in the news, they call me the internet radio host, Alex Jones, when I've been on AM and FM radio stations since 1996, and I'm on over 260 radio stations. And now I've lost count. It's over 400 TV stations now and approaching 100 cable systems. But see, they hate what they see as the credibility of that. That's why they're trying to shut us down. But I got some really good news the last few days, but the lawyers have asked me not to talk about it. So I'm just going to leave it at that. But let's just say we're having some major victories against the globalists right now on many, many fronts. Now, let me stop right there. I have information here in my hand that is so incredible that I'm going to wait till the next segment to cover it because it actually makes me have to catch my breath and start having a little anxiety attack. And I haven't had an anxiety attack except when my children are being born. So I'm not a guy that has a lot of anxiety. I've got what you could call pretty good nerves, close to nerves of steel. And such momentous things are happening and going on right now that I don't feel worthy to even talk about it. That's what I'm saying is I get butterflies. I'm having trouble breathing right now. Because we're here. This is the global flashpoint. This is a lot bigger than America. This is a lot bigger than anything else happened in our lives. I'm having a feeling right now two or three times stronger than when I watched my wife get cut open and our daughter be born. She had some complications 14 months ago in a cesarean. You know, that same feeling when you're watching your wife be sliced open. It's not a scared feeling. It's you're about to see your baby for the first time. You're worried about her. It's just so intense. But, you know, you're there. They want you to watch. You're going to do it. Be a man. But you're, just get this over with. But my wife and the doctors just had to go through that, and the nurses. We're all in this. We're all going through this now together. And if you don't feel it, if you don't see it, there's something wrong with you. And evil and all its stupid minions are throwing their attacks now at humanity. And this is a spiritual war, a cultural war. This is it for the whole future of the planet. I'm going to get into it when we come back. The media spins it like Trump did something bad, and boy, is he right. We'll see what happens. They're not willing to come out against America openly in the new trade war. they kind of backhandedly, in the main, there are a lot attacking Trump, but that's 10% or so of the mainstream articles. 70-80% have gone with attack of just, well, is he wrong? Well, we'll see. It's causing problems. Boy, you know, is it right that China has a $900 billion deficit with us? When it's cut and dry that our country's been under a trade war by the globalists running China for 50 years, they've transferred most of our wealth to a communist dictatorship, and now China has released documents. It's mainstream news, it's confirmed, of their plan to strangle the U.S. economically and then militarily strike hot wars in third world arteries that supply the U.S., cutting off our supply lines, and then fomenting political control inside the United States. And then, if there's any resistance, standing up and attacking U.S. forces. That's a term, standing up forces and attacking. And they order the stand-up of their forces in thousands of Chinese companies around the world who are really Chinese military people with intelligence officers over them to prepare their sabotage forces. We are completely infiltrated. It's just red-level attack. And then all the left in Hollywood are attacking America at the same time. Bring down Trump, kill him, kill his family. And China has execution centers, mobile execution vans, killing Christians by the millions. One child policies, 50-something dead million children, millions of Buddhists harvested. Imagine a horror movie where a country's harvesting millions, harvesting them. And it's all, and the left's like, yeah, we'll harvest you. Death to America. Woo, woo. As if all you idiots are going to get jacked. Diddly squat once we go down. And let me tell you, despite Trump's amazing defense and everything, he's got such crap under him in D.C., such slugs, such cowards, that he's fighting a 10-front war against the Vatican and the radical Islamicists and the corrupt, unelected EU and the Chi-Coms and the megabanks and Hollywood and just all the trash and losers and brainwashed scum and filth and idiots. And all the candy-ass men that think they're tough, that always hedge their bets in D.C., thinking Trump will lose, so they got feet in both camps. Which, if this goes down, most of them have sold us out already and have already got their escape plans. Because they have no soul. They have nothing. They're just empty people. So when I come back, I'm going to get into it. It's mainstream news. China's military reforms to win a war and overtake the U.S., revealed in leaked memo, but it's not the headline they give you. Actually, read the memo. It's how they've already done it to us. But at the last minute, we're fighting back. We're waking up. China is now freezing our port shipments. We knew that was coming. All because we've been under a trade war for 50-plus years. We had over half the wealth then. Now we have a fraction of that. It's all been transferred out. And then Trump goes, no, you're at $900 billion now deficit total. 500 plus billion in goods, 300 billion conservatively in intellectual property. Stop it. Stop it. Cut. And they didn't stop it. So he said, okay, boom, let's go. We're going to war. Because we've been under attack. They're the ones. We're already in a war. And then we finally try to fight back at our 11th hour when Hillary was going to come in and complete the sellout. Obama transferred the personnel office management files of our entire intelligence operations. We've been blown wide open. We are in a complete war, and you idiots don't join with the Republic. You fools out there that sit there and hate this country and buy into Hollywood crap and your trendy BS out of Rolling Stone run by Soros and all these enemies have no idea what schmucks you are, because you're not going to get anything out of this. You've just been trained. Your identity is bringing America down, but what you're bringing down is 1,000 times better than what you're bringing in, you fools. We come back. I'm going to break it all down. America's darkest hour. We're here, but we're fighting back, at least in our dark. Over a year in the making, produced by one of the top organic firms in the country, that if you want proven studies and documentation, I'm going to speak for hours just on the files I have here, of what this is proven to do, the ingredients in this. This is the ultimate immune system boost for this time of year, any time of the year. But Immune Wall is incredible. And folks, other formulas that aren't even as good are $70, $80. It's a great deal at $39. Immune Wall, beta glucans, olive leaf, and so much much more. It is concentrated. You need to go read what is in here. The mushroom blend of the most expensive, highest quality mushrooms that just incredibly accelerate. A citrus peel blend. I mean, this is the next level. It's now available, ladies and gentlemen. Immune Wall. I think it's beyond seasonal. Beta, glucan, olive leaf, and more. Immune Wall, InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com, or 888-253-3139.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down, and, I got to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
You have been lied to, generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror. And now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide. It's Alex Jones.
What would you do if you knew your country was under attack? What would you do if you saw the proof that a foreign authoritarian government allied with traitor corporations had had a long-term plan to deindustrialize the country, turn its nation against itself, encircle it geopolitically, and finally bring it down to be a UN enclave of a larger world government? What would you do if you've been brainwashed by the propaganda against your own nation and finally saw the proof that you'd been conned, that you'd been a chump, that you'd been indoctrinated your whole life by the media, by the educational system? Would you get pissed at your brainwashers, at your captors, at those that built the mental prison, the mental labyrinth of lies? No, history shows with cognitive dissonance and mass Stockholm syndrome, that most people are followers, and most that had already fallen into that system would then fight for their captors and fight for their mortal enemies. And that's why it's up to those of us that are leaders to take action. Now, the good news is the majority of America has not fallen to this brainwashing. I'd say about 65% are awake now. That's why the globalists are so scared. The poll numbers show that. The problem is most are scared and on the fence and still passive. They're not leaders. They can look at Venezuela and China and the EU and know that those are very evil unelected systems. They know that just the idea of America and free market is an incredible system compared to what other authoritarian kleptocracies are offering. The problem is people think that they protect themselves keeping their head down. And in a moment of history like this, when the sides are so clear and we're even gaining the initiative, you're fools. If we lose, it's because of you, those of you on the fence. It's because of you. You know the enemy. I know the enemy. I understand them. I hate them. But I respect them because they've committed to evil. And I've committed to try to do the right thing and not to use any other tactics to beat them. But you, you're worse than the enemy. You know what's going on, but you won't even jump in their camp. You won't jump in our camp. And so forget you are our countrymen. Crouch down, lick the hand that feeds you. May the chains set lightly upon you. But the war has already begun. Why sit we here idle? It's a culture war. It's an economic war. It's a spiritual war. It's a war of courage versus fear. It's a war of information versus ignorance. It's a war of will versus capitulation. It's a war of honor versus dishonor. It's a war of knowing history instead of being lazy and throwing to the four winds. You people think that being lazy has empowered you. You have no idea how good it is to be informed and strong and to stand against evil. If you had any idea how fulfilling it is, we would never be in this position. And that's why adversity makes men and prosperity makes monsters. Because we've had it so good so long, people don't know. In every system of honorable history, when good golden ages came, there were horrible times that preceded it where people learned being honorable, being strong, being focused, being informed was everything. And they'd have a couple generations of innovation and glory and freedom and beauty. But then the spoiledness sets in and the corruption sets in and the rot. Until the communist Chinese, the greatest bloodthirsty, murdering control freaks the planet has ever seen, propped up by the Rockefeller, UN, Rothschild combine on record, put in power, attempted to gobble up Korea, only got half of it down its throat. We almost had a civil war in this country over the Korean War. And our generals almost removed Truman because of it, but they didn't. Truman was within inches of getting a bullet in his head. Look it up. The military asked MacArthur to. He said, no, I'm not doing it. We're going to fight the communists here in America. We're going to understand their program. And that's the whole movement to expose the UN and the communists and McCarthy and all of it. We have been in the civil war against these globalists a long time, folks, and those on the globalist side are the idiot quislings, the incredible morons that don't even understand what's happening. I mean, I've got mainstream news here with the Chinese memo that we've already had others that the Chinese dictators put out. They call a president. Where they said, get all the rare earth minerals, send in troops under the name of trades craftsmen, take over Latin America, take over Asia, take over the largest ports, and then be prepared to cut the U.S. off economically, and then we're going to start a giant, massive military expansion cutting them off in the South China Sea, and then expanding from there with planned invasions of the Philippines and other areas. And, oh, now it's in mainstream news, Sunday Express and others. China's military reforms to win a war and overtake the U.S. revealed in leaked memo to economically encircle the United States globally. To, of course, politically manipulate internally. Look at Hollywood. To divide the United States internally further. To accelerate their trade war they've had for 50 years from a few billion to $900 billion a year, and to expand that. And they're so close, you see. They're so close. China admits they're at war with America. Communist China admits it. And then Trump comes in and says, $50 billion for your $900 billion unless you start reforms. Just a slap on the wrist. They go, no. And then they put bigger tariffs on us. What was the first big tariff? We were at 40% corporate tax. They were at 15. No one would base themselves here. They were all going to China. China turned around and went, oh, we're going to zero. We're going to zero. And Apple and all the traders moved over there. But then the left's over here going, we want a 50% corporate tax, all to shut the U.S. down, all to teach. Just like Bill Maher said, he wants a crashing economy to get the American people on their knees. And that's their plan, Cloward and Piven, all of it. Oh, China has giant, giant ghost cities they've built, giant, giant freeways bigger than the U.S. They don't give it to any of their people. It all just sits there empty, investing all the trillions of U.S. money, laughing at us. All of it about selling America out. All of it a sick joke. And then Trump says, okay, we'll do $500 billion on you then. And then our media starts siding against Trump and against America, saying, how dare you, after 50 years of us being under trade war, try to just bring something back and stabilize the U.S. and get control of the U.S. when the Chinese have gotten all our codes, all of our bases, all of our troops, all of our personnel files, but on purpose by Obama and Hillary. We've been totally sold out. Last minute, Trump comes in as we're under attack to raise a shield and try to build up some industry and some strategic stockpiles. We have been totally sold out and lulled to sleep with our giant military. And it's all been planned for decades upon decades upon decades. And the CFR has been hailing it for 30 years. The Chinese century. America's going down. Only invest in China. Well, of course China did great with billions of slaves. 1.5 billion slaves now. Of course they did great with centralized control. Of course they did great with a capitalist system for the top generals and the billionaires and a slave class under them, calling it communism. Of course, if you get $900 billion trade deficits year after year, you can build up some stuff. And all the Chinese tariffs, and now Europe's doing tariffs, and they're doing tariffs back on top of their tariffs. Oh, our tariffs are hundreds of times bigger than your non-existent ones. Since you did some little bitty ones, we'll go up even higher and higher and higher. And people are like, well, this might hurt the U.S. economy. Yeah, we're in a war. We've been in a war. And we just woke up and realized we were in a war. Critical intel and a big win coming up in the next segment. Exclusive intel.
You have been lied to.
My name is Kevin Shipp. I'm a former decorated CIA officer. Finally, someone has come out and written what I think is the best expose on the shadow government ever. We're in a constitutional crisis, and our government is now being run and ruled by a shadow government.
We got to get this out, because just because you're awake, folks, doesn't mean other people are. This is critical to get, to read, to give to the library, to give to your church. Get them right now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Inform you that we are going to overthrow the United States government.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
You still think that jet fuel brought down the World Trade Center?
Not so fast, globalists.
Does anybody else see a problem here?
The American counterstrike is happening now. And I hope a lot of these brainwashed, disenfranchised groups, brainwashed by the big corporate-controlled universities, break out of their trance and join the smart team, the patriot team, the free team, the prosperous team, the American team. Ha! It's a no-brainer. You're gonna sign up with the communist Chinese who are quarterbacking the whole takedown of the U.S.? And all more documents are out. How they work with Hollywood, how they're encircling us, how they're demoralizing us, how they are winning a war against the U.S. economically and preparing to do it militarily. And the CFR says, oh, yeah, we're bringing America down. It's over. It's almost done. We're going to have race riots and then bring in the U.N. I hear old-timers say that. 25 years ago, I thought they were nuts. 10 years ago, I thought it was crazy. It was about 6-7 years ago. I was at Fair Day in Dripping Springs with my kids at the carnival. And a couple old cedar choppers, what you call them, you know, country boys. A lot of cedar trees around here, so that everybody, locals, always calls them cedar choppers. They always got a bunch of cedar posts in the back of their truck. They go, Alex, you got to worry about them triggering a race war and bringing in the UN. And I still thought it was crazy, and then about a year later it was in the news, the Democrats were planning. I mean, the boldness of it is so insane. So they're trying to launch a civil war. USA Today says we're now in one. A lady told Alan Dershowitz at a dinner party she wants to stab him in the heart. There were attacks all over the U.S. People drugged by cars, beat up, coffee thrown on them, their mega hats grabbed off of them. And the media said, Jones claims that they're going to launch a civil war like North against South. No, I said, it's the demarcation line, the summer of rage. The Democrats are calling it a civil war. Rob Reiner, Michael Moore, the clips are coming up at the bottom of the next hour. It's a compendium of them. And then a huge flotilla of stories and TV shows, news programs, this 4th of July saying I was crazy. And then I thought they would show Robert E. Lee and General Ulysses S. Grant and say that I thought that was happening again. That's how dumb they think their viewers are. They're everywhere calling for uprisings. They're calling for violence everywhere. Roger Stone and I go out anywhere. We get a lot of handshakes, but also we're going to kill you. Traitor, you're going to die. How many times we have video of it? And then we say, hey, folks, they're gearing up for war with us. That, you know, Islamists left us trying to bomb 4th of July parade, all of it. They go, no one's attacking you. No one's attacking you. No one's attacking you. We're just pouring hot coffee on your head. We're just dragging you behind our vehicle. We're just calling for Barron Trump to be kidnapped and raped. And there's so much of it, I can't even keep track of it. So, it is a global movement with global corporations, the Chi-Coms and others, to bring down the U.S. You couldn't conquer the U.S. in a military frontal attack in 1955. The powerful corporate interest wanted global control. And they parlayed the fact that we had over half the world's wealth into a global takeover for corporations, not for us. And they went, Chinese are hardworking and smart, but they're under a dictatorship. We can go in there, make their Chinese dictatorship super rich, and then leverage out the entire West. And it was a visionary plan by David Rockefeller. He wrote books on it. They did it. But at the last minute, patriots rallied worldwide, and we got patriots in as a united front. This is the new world war. It's economic. It's cultural. They're using third world populations and third world countries collapsing that China has moved into now. They're the new colonialists as weapons. They are quarterbacking it. It's them. And Trump tried to be nice. He said, just stop doing one-side trade deals. Just let us have a little bit. They said, no. So now we're in a trade war of 50 years. It's just now they've got Ready Player Two. Before they had us asleep, just beating us in the head for 50 years from every angle. Hollywood, the universities, the big banks, the globalists, just beating us to a pulp. But finally we got up. And even though we got black eyes and stab wounds, we went, roar, the first punch, the Chi-Coms fell down. And now they're coming back. And they're all hitting us, folks. This is the battle. But like Bismarck said, God loves children, drunks, the United States of America. Nine lives, baby. Nine lives. We got a couple left. Nine lives. Eat it. And Americans are going to make the choice for prosperity and freedom. And the Chi-Coms and Hollywood and all you trash lost, you're going to be known as the Nazis this time. You're going to be anathema. You're dog meat. But you got to get a fighting spirit here, folks. You got to break through their conditioning, break through their bullying. You're going to bully us and get in our faces and try to destroy. You think that makes us go away? That makes us fight this much harder. And with another big, devastating victory, he'll go into the next hour with us, is Roger Stone. He's been all over the news. Ladies and gentlemen, the entire Russiagate thing just had its biggest collapse ever. This is it. Bigger than the Strzok emails, bigger than any of that. Because it was their entire Obama's law firm. He set up, Politico admitted, the day after Trump won, Politico, his law firm, his people, to stop Trump and his associates from his agenda, which is bringing the country back. Stopping Islamic takeover of Europe, stopping the Chi-Com takeover of all the resources, economic encircling. And so, now, they put this lawsuit out to bankrupt him. They have the picked court, everything. They sue the president. They sue Roger Stone. They put all their lies and crap in there, and the judge summarily blew it out the airlock without just saying, this is total crap. This is a fiction novel. And it just shows you, ladies and gentlemen, how big this is. Judge dismisses suit alleging Trump campaign conspired with Russia to hack DNC. Here's the problem. Roger's already spent hundreds of thousands of dollars on this one, baby. He's got other lawsuits. So I'm just telling you, continue the support, folks. But as long as you do, we're going to win. We have Providence on our side. And all we've done is, quite frankly, given them one hell of a pro-America fight. We're obviously the Americans here, folks. We see the country coming back to life, and they all know it. They're pissed that there were a few people that weren't traitors. So, Roger, I want to say congratulations. I've been ranting. We'll go into the next hour with you and cover the waterfront, the Supreme Court nominees, and all the things that are happening. This is just a momentous time in history that we were behind in the game. Now we're in the final quarter. We're ahead in the game. I think if we just keep focused, we're going to win here. But this is a big deal. Tell us about it.
Well, it's a stunning rebuke to John Brennan and Jim Clapper and Susan Rice. And
oh, yeah, I forgot. They were in the lawsuit with amicus briefs of more diarrhea.
Right. So I've been targeted by the deep state, and this is just one prong of their targeting. Now, I'm also being sued by the Democratic National Committee, along with Donald Trump Jr., Jared Kushner, Julian Assange, the Republican National Committee, WikiLeaks, the Russian state, Vladimir Putin, in a showcase lawsuit in New York by the Democratic National Committee. When my lawyers notified them that we wanted discovery immediately of their servers to determine whether or not they had indeed been hacked, they went to court and now going to delay their own case until after the election.
Which shows so, it's all pure vapor. I mean, that's what happens here.
Yeah, and then you've got the third prong of it, which is, you know, Robert Mueller rooting around in my finances, according to CNN, dragging my associates in front of a grand jury by subpoena, according to Reuters and the New York Times, in a witch hunt, in an examination. Look, folks, it's pretty simple. No Russian collusion, no WikiLeaks collaboration, no John Podesta's emails. But this is a witch hunt. And now you see Mr. Mueller asking for even more cash and more aggressive.
Oh, yeah, he's expanding it and metastasizing new investigations. He's like he's having babies.
Well, I think what is clear here is pretty obvious. He interviewed with Donald Trump for the job of FBI director with the firing at Comey. He was also interested in being attorney general at that time. He was turned down by the president, thus his animus. He is a hitman for the deep state. His track record is an extraordinary one. I think we have a spot about it here.
Stay there. I want to come back with all of this. And then I hadn't gotten to that. Yes, the Mueller investigation now metastasizing, creating new investigations. So Rosenstein has decided to allow the laying of eggs by the alien mother creature, Mueller. It's unbelievable. We're going to come right back in a moment with Roger Stone into the second hour. We're going to open phones up later. We got the fellow that knocked out the Antifa thug coming on as well. But briefly, in 50 seconds, we're not funded by George Soros. We're funded by you. We got great products you need. And the July 4th, Second American Revolution, they're launching their revolution against America. We're launching our counterstrike. We're winning 50% off all of our best-selling items, and except for X2, it's about to sell out. Brain Force, 50% off. Free shipping on top of it. The toothpaste, colloidal silver, iodine fortified, InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com, or 888-253-3139. Sales at the 50% off. Oh, and don't forget the new Re-Elect 45 shirt to counter Walmart's Impeach 45. It's a great baseball-style shirt. They come in next week. It's pre-order, but it basically is coming in next week. So you'll get your shirts very, very soon. And mean like a Wolverine. They're hotter than a pistol. Get yours at InfoWarsStore.com in another act of savage resistance as you fund the rebirth of America.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.